Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And now we launch a feature called The Real Local News. We launch this around a simple question. What's happening in your neighborhood that's intriguing or newsworthy? We have created a webpage, and we'll take a few calls just as some examples for this, which is going to be ongoing for a few weeks, with stories from your neighborhood that are intriguing or newsworthy. Post to our Real Local News webpage at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Some people have done it already. Or call us on the air right now at 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Now, obviously, there are many newsworthy items that fly below the media's radar. But on this show, as much as we can, you are the media, not just me. So here's a new way to find out what's going on in our area and maybe get some attention to a greater variety of newsworthy and very local things. Again, the question is simple. What's happening in your neighborhood that's intriguing or newsworthy? Call us at 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, or post to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. On the phone right now, we'll try to save some lines for people from New York, some from New Jersey and Connecticut, and some from anywhere else. What we hope to do with this in the next few weeks is to collect as many neighborhood stories as you decide to post. Then we'll look for patterns. Are there trends in the kinds of things people are posting about? Do certain words or phrases keep coming up? Certain areas of concern? Rage at gentrification? A longing for a little more gentrification in some places? The coming or going of employment opportunities? More crime or less? Is neighborhood culture changing? Food, music, politics, weather, marriage, divorce, parenting trends, whatever, as long as it's from your neighborhood and as long as you consider it newsworthy or intriguing to others. We will take a broad view of what newsworthy or intriguing means. So what is this making you think of right now, right off the bat? Call us at 212-433-WNYC. Or you can post your real local news stories to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show. Then longer term, we'll see what stories go up on the board or come in on the phone, and we'll invite you to vote on which ones we should investigate with our staff here at the show and which ones we should discuss at greater length on the air. But we're not up to that part yet. We're just beginning the collection phase. So call us up with the real local news from wherever you live. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, or post whatever is newsworthy or intriguing from your area to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show, and let's see. We have full board of calls here. Let's start with Lewis on Staten Island. You're on WNYC. Hi, Lewis.
How are you, Brian? Love your show.
Thank you.
Hey, on the strip of Forest Avenue, 10-block radius, 8 Walgreens, 6 CVSs opening up. I have no clue what's going on there. Please find out for me.
Do you know what they replaced, Lewis?
Believe it or not, they replaced a old Hess gas station. And then before that, it was just an empty lot. I mean, just a big old plain empty lot. I wish somebody would actually put it in the news and let us know, the community, what's going on. I mean, how do you open up 8 and 6 back-to-back? It's not even across the street from each other. You got Walgreens, then you got CVS right around the corner.
Yeah. Are property values going up in your neighborhood?
Believe it or not, a lot of foreclosures.
Uh-huh. At the same time as the drugstores. Because sometimes it's a part and parcel, ironically, of gentrification because the local stores can't afford the rent anymore. Tell me again, which neighborhood of Staten Island is this?
That would be close to Port Richmond. Yeah, close to Port Richmond.
Great, great. Thank you very much. I'm going to move on. How about Alan in Rockland?
How are you?
Hi, Alan.
Well, I live in the Ramapo section of Rockland, where local politics makes a much bigger difference in my personal life than national or even state politics. The big issue going on there is what we'd like to call multiple unit dwellings, where single-family homes are being replaced by six-family or eight-family homes.
Yeah.
And the traffic changes, the traffic patterns change, and obviously gets a lot more crowded. Yet, most of this stuff is never reported, surely not in the state media or the New York Post or the Daily News or anything like that.
We will check out or consider checking out Ramapo. Thank you for that. This is going on in quite a few places in our area. Does this sound like yours? Maybe the conversion from single-family homes to multifamily dwellings is something you're also concerned about. Post that from your area at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehr Show if you think this is going on, not just in Ramapo. This already posted from Stephen in Williamsburg, who writes, there have been cops on every street corner in Williamsburg for the past week. Several rumors have surfaced regarding their presence. What I can confirm is that many people are receiving tickets, jaywalkers, bikers for riding up on the sidewalks, residents for having a beer on their stoop, etc. This feels like borderline harassment, writes Stephen. So anyone else in Williamsburg want to try to confirm this as something going on with an increased police presence? And what are they really after, do you think? Roxanne on Staten Island, you're on WNYC. Hi, Roxanne.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Good. What you got?
Well, recently we got an announcement in the neighborhood here. We're in St. George, which is where the ferry lands, that St. Vincent Hospital Group is opening a 60-bed mental health facility. And it's in a part of the neighborhood where there are a lot of children walking to local schools, a lot of families. Many of us in the neighborhood are pretty unhappy about it, especially since St. Vincent's hasn't been very forthcoming about what the facility was actually going to be until quite recently. And apparently because it's a private facility, it doesn't have to go through any screening process with the city. There will be ex-convicts living there, and it's not a closed facility. It's a come-and-go kind of pretty large group of people coming into the neighborhood.
So is your concern that it not open at all or that they haven't been forthcoming and open about this? What do you want to see?
Well, what I want to see is I would actually rather not have a 60. You know, some of the people coming are going to be people released from Sing Sing, and I don't like the idea of children who walk by the building, running into ex-cons mm-hmm. who have who knows what kind of difficulties.
And tell me again exactly where on Staten Island?
It's actually a building that used to be a convent with nuns. The nuns moved out in the last year, and or maybe the last 2 years, and it's about a 10-minute walk from the ferry.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the St. George neighborhood. It's right on Fort Place.
Okay. Roxanne, thank you very much. Mike on the Upper West Side. You're on WNYC. Hi, Mike.
Hi there. My story is 20% inflation.
Where?
Well, okay, this is near where you used to live. There are 8 99-cent stores between 96th and 110th Street on Amsterdam and Broadway.
Right.
And 3 weeks ago, all of these independently owned Pakistani and Yemeni 99-cent stores on the same weekend all jumped their prices to $1.19 for everything.
Huh. The 99-cent stores are becoming $1.19 stores.
Yeah, and I asked, and they all said, well, it's rent. And these stores are a big competition to each other. It's the most amazing thing. So, you know, I don't know if Joe Stiglitz knows about 20% inflation, but this is really, you know, maybe one of your producers could track this down and see if it's happening elsewhere in the city.
I'm actually amazed, as much as it has gentrified up along that stretch of Amsterdam, that the 99-cent stores persist, because that's usually one of the first things to go when the rents start getting higher. And then to harken back to our first caller, Lewis, in Port Richmond, it's, they're replaced by CVS and Walgreens and Rite Aid.
Well, Brian, maybe we'll see goat cheese in the refrigerator cabinets of the 99-cent stores.
Mike, thank you very much. Anyone else with a report from the 99-cent stores? Are they really 20% inflated to $1.19 stores now where you live? Alex in Williamsburg, you're on WNYC. Hi, Alex.
Hi, how are you?
Good. We got 30 seconds for you.
Apparently, about all the policemen in Williamsburg, apparently I read a posting on the Gothamist that there's like a serial stabber in the neighborhood who's going around stabbing girls at night on the south side.
Uh-huh.
Apparently. I mean, I'm not sure if it's true. I live in the neighborhood, but but I haven't seen anything
that's,
like that.
That's, yeah, and somebody posted that also as a rumor, as an unconfirmed rumor. I don't know if that's the kind of thing that would lead to a big police presence corner by corner in the middle of the day. But all right, well, there's one to follow up on right there. I apologize to those of you who are not going to get on the air right now, but as I said, this is not just a one-day call-in kind of thing. This is something that we're going to do for a while now, and we will follow up on. So we're going to have this page on our website for a while. So what's happening in your neighborhood that's intriguing or newsworthy, post it to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show, or as has started to happen already, follow up on the stories and the unanswered questions about the stories that other people have posted, and then we'll pick a few to follow up on more deeply on the air, okay? Have a great day. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.